When the Serbs got the upper hand and began ethnic cleansing of Bosnians and Croats, Clinton decided to intervene. For most of September 1995, NATO forces bombed the Bosnian Serb army, effectively forcing them to the negotiating table. The Dayton Accords of December 1995 brought some peace to Bosnia, but the problem of ethnic cleansing just moved south. 1999, NATO found itself again bombing Serbs, this time for practicing ethnic cleansing in Kosovo. Russia lent moral support to their old Serbian buddies, but they were by now too weak even to hint at threatening NATO. It's got to be noted, though, that the Kosovars were no nicer to the Serbs once they got the upper hand. And to this day, Kosovo is still ruled by a transitional UN government. It's also worth noting that the Russians are starting to feel once more the stirrings of empire. Segment 29D, in the wake of September 11th. As Boris Yeltsin led Russia into its post-Soviet future, one major priority was to set up relationships with all former Soviet republics and regions.